kept that corn. They fed the hogs and the cows and themselves, and they didn't have corn to sell. But now the people who raise corn kind of raise it for the market, because nobody like home ground meal much anymore. And consequently, no, a lot of people don't raise as much cotton as they used to, and so they just have grain crops.
Do pretty well on those.
Yes, and those people who raise soybeans, I hear them say that they make good money on soybeans.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the barra and the boar and the bull. Was there any sensitivity when you were a girl about mentioning those names in front of women or not?
Well, no. Not when I was a child, but evidently it had been, because I heard a lady say one time that a man's daughter sent him over to the neighbor's house to borrow a plow that was called a bull tongue, and she was too embarrassed to say bull tongue. She told him, my daddy would like to borrow your cow's tongue.
I see.
Yes. I got another baby
story.
But excuse me.
That's a great story. Real sensitivity then to it. What's the doggy's name out there? That dog out there with a bone, yeah. What's his name? Is he gone?
Proceed, right. And you're going to be very quiet.
All right. Did you have any wild hogs when you were a girl?
No.
Did you ever hear anyone talk about them or call
yes.
them by a certain name?
I heard them talk about it, but they just called them wild hogs or wild boars.
Mm-hmm. Did they call them Piney Woods or Piney Hill Rooters or anything like that?
No. They call those things Gallican